Welcome back to the Tanakh Study Center series on Sefer Yirmiyahu, and today we're studying Perek Yud Gimel, Chapter 13. Our shiurim are in conjunction with the OU and its Nachyomi project. Perek Yud Gimel begins a new topic, and also begins a new type of nevuah, where God tells Yirmiyahu to do something, and the act that Yirmiyahu will perform will have a very special meaning. Kol ma'ar Adonai Eli. Here's what God told me. Haloch v'kanita lecha izor pishtim, v'samto amot necha, v'mayim lo tivehu. God tells Yirmiyahu, go buy this linen loincloth, or a type of a sash, something that people put around their waist, made out of linen. God tells Yirmiyahu to wear it, but don't put it in water. What we would say today, dry clean only. Now what's going on? Why is God telling Yirmiyahu to buy this piece of clothing and to wear it and not to bring it in water? Very soon the reason why will become apparent. From now on we're going to call this piece of clothing an Ezor. Ezor, again, some type of a sash or a girdle that a person wears around him. But what's important to note about this piece of clothing is it's simply not a piece of clothing that a person needs to keep himself warm, but similar to a belt, like a black belt, where the belt that the person is wearing is a sign of who he is. When a person sees someone wearing an Ezor, a special-looking Ezor, it makes an impression on the person who sees him. Pasuk Bet, Veknet Ezor kidvar Adonai, Vasima Matnai. I bought this Ezor. He bought this piece of clothing, he wore it, just as God told him. God speaks to Yirmiyahu again. Take this Ezor that you bought, asher al matnecha, that you're wearing. V'kum lech parata, v'tmenu sham b'nikik ha-sela. Go to Prat and hide it there, by the water, by a rock, in the river valley. Now, where is he going to? Some commentators, or most commentators, understand Prat being the Euphrates River. That's usually what Prat means. But that would make the story very difficult, because why would God tell Yirmiyahu to take a trip that would take several weeks to walk all the way, hundreds of miles, all the way to the Euphrates River, instead of going to a source of water closer to his house? What's so special about the river Prat that he has to go to? So it could be because the Prat is the biblical border of Israel, that might be. The more logical explanation here is the Navi is referring here to Nachal Prat, or the Prat Valley, which is located about a 10-minute walk from Yirmiyahu's backyard in the city of Anatot. Recall that Yirmiyahu is living in Anatot, a little north of Yerushalayim. Nachal Prat today is identified as Wadi Kelt. I'm sure most of you are familiar with Wadi Kelt, the beautiful water valley that runs from a little north of Yerushalayim in Midbar Yehuda all the way to the city of Yericho. And if that's the case, God's telling Yirmiyahu to take a walk to the closest water source nearby, which is Wadi Kelt, or nowadays Nachal Farah, or Wadi Farah, or in Prat, as it's called in modern-day Hebrew. So Yirmiyahu does as God tells him, Pasuk Hey, Velech vetmenehu befrat. He goes and he hides this in this riverbed. Kasher tziva Adonai oti, just as God commanded him. Vahim miketz yamim rabim, several years or days later, Vayomer Adonai Eli, God told Yirmiyahu as follows, Kum lech parata, v'kach misham et ezor, asher tziviticha letomno sham. Go back to the Prat, and take from there the Ezor that I commanded you to hide there. Ve'elech parata, Yirmiyahu does what he's told. Ve'chpor, he digs. Ve'kach et Ezor, he takes the Ezor that was there. Min ha'makom esher t'mantiv shama, from the place that he hid it. V'inei nishchat Ezor, lo yitzlach lako. And lo and behold, the Ezor is ruined. Can't be worn for anything. The reason why is obvious. Something that's dry clean only, you let it sit in moist dirt next to a water source, leave it there for a long time, for sure it's going to fall apart. That's why he said in the beginning not to put it in water, to remind us that this is a piece of clothing that will get ruined in bad water. But what's the meaning of this whole story? Why is God telling Yirmiyahu to do something so strange? The answer is in the next several psukim. Pasuk Chet, verse 8. Vayidvar Adonai Eli Lemor. Kol ma'ar Adonai. This is a message of God from this story. Kacha ashchit et go'on Yehuda v'et go'on Yerushalayim harav. Just like what happened to this Ezor, just like it got ruined, so too I'm going to ruin or destroy these proud people of Yehuda and these proud people of Yerushalayim for their deeds. Ha'am hazeh, pasuk yod. Ha'am hazeh hara, this evil people. Ha'mianim lishmo dvarai, who refuse to listen my commandments, my words, my instructions. Ha'ochim bishrut libam, they're following the ways of their heart. Another phrase, which is very common in Sefer Dvarim and Parshat Nitzavim. Ba'yachu achrei Elohim acharim, they followed other gods instead, lovdam lishtachavot lehem, to serve them and to bow down to them. They will be like this Ezor that's useful for nothing. And now he explains beautifully the meaning of this analogy. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ki kasher yidbak Ezor al-modnei ish, just like a person wears clothing, just like a person wears this loincloth around his waist, ken yidbakti elai et kol beit Yisrael et kol beit Yehudah num Adonai, lo li la'am ulushem v'letila ulatifaret v'lo shameyu. Just like the clothing clings to a person, so too, God is wearing the Jewish people. In essence, what's God saying? Just like a person wears clothing, and sometimes the purpose of that clothing is in order so that a person looking at him will perceive him in a certain way. Recall that clothing doesn't make the person, but it definitely makes an impression on others. God's goal is for all mankind to recognize him, to know that he exists and that he has certain expectations from mankind. In order for that to happen, to facilitate this, God chose a nation. He made a covenant with them. He took them out of Egypt. He made a covenant with them at Mount Sinai. He gave them a set of laws. But the purpose of those laws is in order to make God look good. Just like a person sometimes wears a loincloth to impress other people. God's saying, just like a person does that, and sometimes if that clothing is not befitting on him, he won't wear it anymore. That's God's conclusion now about his people living in Yudan Yerushalayim. He can no longer allow them to represent him. He's going to take off this clothing and send them into exile. Now the phrase at the end here is very important, where the Navi explains why was it that God chose to wear his people in this manner. Look again at the last phrase in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Liot li la'am, I clung to you, I wore you as clothing. For what reason? Liot li la'am, that you be for me my people. That phrase, atem tu li la'am banochi ayah lahem l'alohim, is repeated numerous times in Chumash, always in relation to the very essence of the covenant between God and his people. Ebrit Milan, Ebrit Sinai. Remember, fourth cup. Balakachti etchem li la'am, v'iti lechem l'Elohim. And then he concludes, u'l'shem v'letila u'tifaret. For what purpose? For God's name, meaning his renown, his reputation, his tila, his praise, and his tiferet, and his splendor. Those three words are found in a very important pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. Recall in Sefer Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu delivers a very lengthy speech, a speech of laws, that begins in Perek Hei and continues all the way to Perek Chavav. From chapters 5 to 26, Moshe Rabbeinu reviews all the primary laws that he received on Mount Sinai. Those laws begin with the covenant at Har Sinai and the Ten Commandments, followed by laws about behavior and then laws about establishing a nation in the land. The biggest set of laws we have in Chumash, in fact, the main set of laws, Moshe reviews them one last time in Sefer Dvarim. And then in the final pasuk, the very last pasuk of this speech, which spans some 22 chapters, God says as follows, I have given you these laws to put you in a leadership position above all the other nations, the reason I'm giving you all these laws of Chumash is in order that you be, for me, my splendor, my praise, my fame, and my praise. Again, the same words, tila, shem, utiferet. Those choice of words in that position is very important, because that's telling us that the very reason, or the primary reason, why God gave us all these laws, was in order that Am Yisrael, by keeping them, will make an impression on those nations. If you want to see another example, right before Moshe Rabbeinu begins his major speech, in Perek Hei, there's an introductory speech, in chapters 1 to 4, if you look at the beginning of chapter 4, in Perek Dalet, Psukim Hei Dechet, Moshe Rabbeinu repeats this very same theme, that if Am Yisrael keeps these laws of this speech, other nations will come and recognize the greatness of God, and they'll say, Umi goy gadol asher lo Elohim krovim elav, kashem elokinu b'chol kreinu elav, Umi goy gadol asher lo chukim mishpatim tzadikim kochol haTorah hazot. Other nations will see these laws and how we keep them, and they'll perceive God, they'll understand how great he is. Am Yisrael has failed in this mission, and therefore God says, I have to send them out of the land, just like a person will no longer wear a piece of clothing that doesn't befit his position. So too, God can no longer wear the people of Israel until they've gone through some rehabilitation and return to God. Pasuk Yudbet. V'yamarta elehem et hadavar hazeh. Ko ma Adonai Elohei Yisrael ko nevel yimalei ha'ayin. We bring another statement here, which at first sounds rather strange. God says, this is the word of God. Every jar should be filled with wine. the people are going to say back to Yirmiyahu when he makes a statement, every jug is full of wine. He says, of course, everyone knows that every jug is full of wine. What's new? Pasuk Gimel, v'emarta lehem, answer them back, kol amar Adonai. This is the word of God. Hineni memalei et kol yoshvei haaretz hazot, v'et hamlachim hayoshvim v'et David al kiso, v'et hakohanim v'et hanavim, v'et kol yoshvei Yerushalayim shikaron. I'm going to fill up this entire nation, all the inhabitants of this land, its kings, especially the king sitting on the throne of David, and the priests, and the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, I'm going to fill them up with drunkenness, with shikaron. V'nipatzitim ish el achiv, v'avot v'abanim yachdavnu madonai, lo achmo v'lo achos v'lo rachim me'ashchitam. The parents, the children, I won't have no mercy on anyone, I will have no compassion, no pity, this nation is going to be destroyed again. Pasuk Tedvav, verse 15, Shimu vazinu al tigbahu, ki Adonai diber. Pay attention to this, and don't become haughty. God has spoken. Nu l'Adonai Elohechem kavod, b'tam yachshich. Yirmiyahu is saying, it doesn't have to happen. It's preventable, but you have to do tremendous repentance for that to be. If you give proper glory to God, before he brings this dark time, v'terem b'tnakfu raglechem aharei nashef, and before your feet stumble on these mountains in the shadow, v'kivitem l'or, and when you hope for light, v'samat l'tzamavet, v'shita rafel. Because instead of hoping for light, that light that you're hoping for is going to turn to darkness, and that will turn to gloom. V'im lo tishma'ua, if you don't obey me, if you don't heed this last warning, v'mistarim tifke nafshim mipnei geva, God will weep for his people because of their arrogance. V'domoa tidma, v'tered enidima, ki nishba eder Adonai. God's going to weep. His eyes will flow with tears because the flock of God has been taken captive. Pasuk Yitchet, Emor lamelech v'la gvira, tell the king and the queen. Gvira is usually not the queen, but the queen mother. Hashpilu shevu, sit in a lowly spot, ki yarad min rashotechem ater tifartchem, because your crown and your glory has been debased. Arei ha-negev sugru, v'in poteach, the cities of the Negev are now shut down. No one opens up the cities, they're empty. Hoglat Yehuda kula, all of Yehuda is exiled. Hoglat shlubim, a total exile. Look up, lift up your eyes and see. Habayim mitzafon. Look at the nation coming from the north, your enemy. Ayeh eder nitan lach. Tzon tifartech. Where's the sheep that God entrusted with you? He's complaining to the leaders who haven't taken care of their sheep. Matomri kiv kol aleich. What are you going to say? You were once leaders. What are you going to say when they point other leaders over you? Vat limadet otam aleich halufim l'rosh. Halo chavalim yechazucha. You'll have pain like those of childbirth. Kmo eshet leida. When a woman goes into childbirth, it's called chadlei leida. Those would be your pains when you're going into exile. V'chi tamri b'levavech, madua kra'uni ele? And when you ask yourself, why is this happening? What have we done? Why have we done wrong? Barol avon nech niglu shulaych. Nech mesu akevaych. It's because of your guilt and the sins you've done and your iniquity that your skirts are lifted up and your limbs are exposed. Pasuk chav gimel, here's the problem. Are the people capable of doing tshuva? They don't understand what they're doing wrong. He asked the famous question, Hayafuch Kushi Uro, can someone, a Kushite, person with dark skin, can he change the color of his skin? But Amer Chavurotav, can a leopard change his spots? Kam attempt to Chulativ, is it possible for you ever to do something good? Lumudei Haraya, you a nation only knowing how to do bad? It's sounding like God's given up hope that people can't do tshuva. He's still hoping they will, but all the warnings, consistent warnings, they don't get his point. God is saying here, just like a leopard won't change its spots, that seems to be the behavior of the people. They only know how to do bad, they don't know how to do good. Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Vafitzeim kekashover. God's going to scatter you like straw flies in the wind. Ze goralech. This is your lot, God says. Menat midaych meitunum Adonai. This is your measured portion because of your deeds. Asher shechachtoti. You forgot me, but tiftichi vashaker. You're putting your trust in falsehood. Pasuk Chavav, Gamani. God's saying, I'm going to take your own clothing. I'm going to take your skirts and put them over your face. And then everyone will see your shame. The Navi is going, returning again to the analogy of clothing. God is talking about all the gods that the Jewish people committed adultery with. He's comparing their behavior, following other gods and other nations, to adultery. and all the people you committed adultery with, they'll see your emptiness high up on these mountains. And then woe is to you, Yerushalayim, you were not able to cleanse yourself, and hence you're not clean. How much longer can God wait? God's saying again, the destruction will be imminent. So in Perek Gimel we've seen how God uses several analogies to explain why it is that he's bringing this destruction. The main point being, God can no longer allow this nation to represent him. A nation carrying his name can't continue if it's doing such a poor job. Now, this will help us understand this misunderstanding of serving God in the Mikdash. If our assumption is true, that the people were serving God at the time, but their behavior is so bad, which the Navi compares to idol worship, if the Jewish people were not serving God, if they weren't bringing korbanot to God, if they weren't praying to him all the time, then they're not carrying his name. If they're only worshiping other gods and not God himself, then there would not be any association between the God of Israel and the actions of his people. But it's because they're praying to God, because they're claiming to be God's people, and their actions are bad, that's precisely what makes God look bad. It's because they're doing the ritual, and hence they're attaching themselves to the name of God, but not keeping their ethical values. That's what makes God look worse. And that's why we're going to find that the worst destruction happens when the people appear to be the most religious. We saw that back in the time of Hizkiel, and we're going to see that now also in the time period of Yirmiyahu, where the people think they're serving God, but their behavior is so bad, God says, I can't continue to allow you to serve me in that way.